Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold expressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
With the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I want to welcome aboard my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, baby?
Yo, what up, people? What up, Black? Another edition, man. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. You know, another Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We're about to get it in.
All right. So salute to the top five. They still remain the same. So I love you guys for loving me and Mo at the same
yes.
time. Let me give you our top five. Of course, United States is number one. United Kingdom is number two. Canada is number three. It's taken a long time to pull up here. Canada is number three, and Italy number four, and Australia number five. Thank you guys for tuning in. I see we're still lighting up on the map. So kudos to y'all for tuning in and catching us and doing what we do. They just did some new formatting here at Real Talk, and I really need to see how to get on these other platforms that we need to be on. So So we are
nice.
Taking over,
yeah.
And we are lighting up the map. We have some new territory that we are in. Thank you guys for rocking with us. What's the newest
yeah,
one?
Man, definitely.
South Africa. South Africa is the newest
man.
One that we got. So, you know, they coming up. They coming strong as well, too. They're not low. They just didn't make the top five. But South Africa,
okay.
We've added them on the map. I'm trying to compare maps.
yeah.
And do it the best way possible. But, yeah, we'll go, you know, we'll have another episode where we run down, you know, all of the countries. So, you know, shout out to South Africa. We appreciate you guys, and you guys definitely may appreciate tonight's show. Mobians wanted to do an extended version of the show that we had last week when we were speaking about spirituality and relationships. So tonight, basically, we're gonna go in depth into spirituality and dating and astrology as well. So,
yes, I'm excited about this.
Truth be told, outside of sex, this is like the next best thing that I love to talk about. So,
yo, me too. So, you know what I'm saying? You know it's perfect. You know what I'm saying?
right.
Perfect.
We can definitely do more shows in reference to things like this. And, you know, I definitely have some great examples to even talk about. You know what I'm saying? So knowledge is key in
and
whatever
we'll get
you're
into
doing.
It
and knowledge is key, and then you also have to be mindful. So you can't just really learn what you need to learn and be so engulfed and so happy that you have this information that you learned to find like-minded people, because everybody's not who they say they are. But we'll definitely get into that. How was your week, Mo?
My week was cool. It was just chill. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not chasing nothing this week. You know what I'm saying? I try not to chase nothing too much, but I'm just like, you know, I'm just letting things just, I'm not forcing, I'm not chasing. I'm just positioning myself. And that's just what I've been about this week. You know what I'm saying? I'm still just, it was a good week, productive week. You know what I'm saying? Just grinding. I mean, nothing really stands out in particular, but it was a good week. You know what I'm saying? Money-making week, definitely.
Okay, well,
how
good
was your
for you.
Week?
Me,
yeah,
I'm chilling. I've been relaxing. I've been rearranging some things. Of course, I've been tapping into a few things. You know, that hustle gets, you know, serious when I'm in Atlanta. You know, I spoke about this being
yeah,
in Florida, like going absolutely crazy. That hustle gets for real. So for me, you know, I started debuting, you know what I'm saying, my model pics, and like one of the pics got like, you know, so basically I'm doing like one every couple of days. You know what I'm saying? I'm easing them in
okay.
or whatever. And
yeah.
so, like, one pic had got over 1,100 hits on it, and I was like, wow. In less than 24 hours. So I was like, okay, they saying bring the pain, so I'm going to bring it, you know. So I'm kind of excited, you know, going viral, you know what I'm saying? Getting my
yeah,
stuff
done,
you know.
Good job, man. Shout out. I just want to say shout out to the photographer. Makeup, you know what I'm saying? The pictures look nice, definitely.
Oh, thank you very much, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited about the pictures and so, you know, teamwork and so on and so forth. And this is the photographer that I'm set to deal with for a minute to, you know, just keep the flavor hot, keep it coming. Shout out to my partner, my management, you know, that they're easing in, you know what I'm saying? And we're just, you know, we're getting our ground and our balance, you know, I'm working with that. So I'm excited about that. I'm putting like a whole team together, you know, and it's simply amazing, you know, because I've just been moving at my own pace, but moving when it's right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Also in the, you know, for the people that don't know, I do artist promote and I do artist management. So I do have a new artist called, his name is Fleming Trap. Fleming Trap. He's out of South Carolina. He's a very humble young man. He's ready to take off. In a couple of weeks, we are going to just take off on this campaign for him. So I'm just really, you know, just posting them. If you're on my social medias, you'll see me post them. He got a song called Stay Down Till You Come Up. And that's the single
that we're
pushing.
Title.
I'm so, you know, eager to, like, I'm happy to work with him because he's eager, you know, to get it done. And yeah, I hungry. Love it when they hungry and they fresh and they just ready. So, you know, my new artist, I officially did that contract at the top of the week, but I had been working on that for about a month. So,
that's
you know,
dope.
Excited about that portion. You know, finally getting all this stuff situated with living arrangements, and that should be done, you know, by the top of the month. Just, you know, me, man, my life, your entertainment, you know, new job.
Yeah, man,
you know,
sound like you getting in the groove, you know what I'm saying? Like, you like hitting the ground running.
I'm trying to find my balance. Right?
Dope.
I'm trying to get my balance where everything just flows, and you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay. But I think this is different for me because I get comfortable, you know, when everything just flows because I'm very repetitious. You know, I'm an Aquarius.
Me too.
I'm
the same way.
To the highest extent of the word. And so
I
just kind of want things to be organized as opposed to, you know, me being across the board and not knowing this or not knowing that. So it's coming along, and I'm super duper excited. I'm just, you know, I'm moving. I'm making it happen. So, what's happening? We got the House Negro on the phone.
Smooth.
He had something to do last week, as you heard him in the store, and so on and so forth while he was talking. But that's why the line dropped last week.
So what you're saying is that you got pictures out here, and I ain't see these motherfuckers. Don't worry about it.
Well, you're not on social media.
I'll get, bitch, you got my phone up. You name one time
you
ever had
on
a fucking
media.
Photo shoot. You name one time you ever had a photo shoot and I ain't see the fucking picture.
I don't even recall.
Okay, bitch. Oh, that's how we doing.
I don't recall. It's been so long since I did a photo shoot now. Let's be honest now.
I don't give two flying shits.
No, like seriously, like every photo shoot I would do, literally, it was my job to send Smooth my photos first, so he can be like, I like that, I don't like that, like I don't know why it became such a habit, but it was like.
Okay. Yeah, nah, creative director.
Pilgrim.
You know, Smooth.
Yeah, he's a fucking pilgrim. God damn it.
He's like, I like that one. I don't like that one. I like that. What I don't like, we really had to go through this. Like every photo shoot that I did, and back then I was doing a lot of photo shoots, which is what I'm doing now. So
I don't know, burner, fuck with it. I'm gonna let y'all fuck with for social media. I'm good with all that. No,
I just sent you the pictures.
Fuck your pictures. Nah, how you like them apples? Hey, bro, what's up with the topic, man? What the fuck going on now? Depressed.
You know what? Because you said it was so gay last week, it was like, you know, we gotta do it again.
God damn.
Bottom line, that's how it went down. We was like, you know what?
Damn.
We gotta bring this shit back and get more in depth.
Oh my God.
That's gonna be a good one, man. Just keep on.
Hey, but that was a good one. Yeah, okay. I was about to drink some water and just spit that shit out. But yeah, you got me.
Well, tonight we're gonna go more into spirituality and relationships, but more so on the side of astrology. You know, I love these things. You know, this is where I am. But we actually have an actual, like, somebody that's really, really awesome with astrology. Now, I'm just tiptoeing into the astrology portion. I know enough, but, you know what I'm saying, I'm still, you know, learning because it's such a broad topic. You know what I'm saying? It's so major. So he's going to be calling in a few. He's like one of the astrology experts that, you know, I was put on. The other one, he had an event, and I know he's just, like, super duper into the astrology world, and he knows what's going on. So he'll call in today, call in tonight, and we'll be able to talk with him about it. But still, so listen, like the whole spirituality concept, right? So here's the thing. And I know, you know, I was kind of like out of pocket because I wasn't really thinking. Huh? Whatever. So I made a post on my social media and I said, listen, I can't date religious men. Unless they're spiritual, I'm not dating them, right? And now that actually put a target on my forehead. But I wasn't thinking in that manner at the time because, you know, I'm starting to bring on more spiritual individuals on my page, you know what I'm saying, that looks at life in the same manner that I do. You know, not to say that I have nothing against anybody. I'm good to everybody. I just, you know, I'm trying to relate more to people that are like-minded, okay?
Right.
And so this person, he, you know, jumped in my inbox, right? And so we had started, you know, communicating and talking or whatever the case may be. And along the lines of communicating and talking, you know, he was saying how, you know, he had tried to talk to me a year ago. So I went back up in the messages, and sure enough, you know, he had tried to talk to me a year ago. And so in talking and talking and talking, and he came and he was like, well, actually, I actually talked to you in 2014, but you wouldn't give me any play. And I was like, damn, so you a stalker, you know what I'm saying? But he came at me on the spiritual aspect, you know, speaking of his ancestors and so on and so forth, trying to make it seem as though you were knowledgeable about, you know, the situation at hand, you know what I'm saying, about my ancestors
yeah.
and this is that and the other, right? And
okay.
so in this conversation, you know, as time went by, it didn't go far long because when in the spiritual world, you really don't volunteer a lot of information, right? Because that's how you can tell the fakers from the real people, the people that actually even did their research. It's easy to tell somebody that actually did their research versus somebody that just talked to a lot of people and just get as much information as they can to be able to talk, because there's certain things that you're going to catch on when you do your own research.
So
right?
how were you able to decipher the difference?
We're going to get there. We're on there. That's
okay,
where I'm going.
Okay.
So,
shoot,
boom.
That's a long story.
He was saying, like, he was supposed to send money for something, right? And he
yeah.
never got to it, so he was making excuses, and he was like, oh, you know, I got something on me. And so I was like, why don't you take a spiritual bath? Now, at that time, something inside of me said no, right? So my intuition said no. And he was like, well, how do you do that? That's the biggest red flag ever, right? Okay, if you are as deep into this spirituality as you said you are, you should know how to do a spiritual bath. I was asking in my first year, within my first 6 months to a year of learning, you know what I'm saying, learning about my spirituality, what was a spiritual bath?
You said spiritual bath?
You know, I'm 3 years in. So I was
okay.
like, red flag.
I got my
so,
own.
Of course,
I
asked my ancestors to forgive me. I told him, I was like, just use salt and bleach, right? And
salt and bleach, huh? Damn.
Wait, hold
on. Damn,
you
about to kill this dude or fucking skin up.
I said, use salt and a cap of bleach. And he was like, any kind of salt? So I was like, yeah. And I was like, you know, ancestors, forgive me. But I can't, like I can't tell him the ingredients for the spiritual bath, because this is something that you should know. You can't be in tune with your ancestors and you don't know how to cleanse your space. You know what I'm saying? You got to know that, right? You got to cleanse your vessel.
But
you're learning, but there's certain things that you should know, right? Like, in learning, it's going to tell you that you got the first thing you got to learn is protection. Right?
Okay.
Protection and spiritual removal and all that. That's in the first portion. So you've been in this for years. So how could you have been in this for years and you don't know how to do a spiritual bath? You don't know how to protect yourself.
You want me to tell you my spiritual bath? First off, I'm a guy. I don't take baths. You
well,
know what I'm
wait
saying?
A minute.
That's first.
Let me tell you. That was the first red flag, right?
Okay.
So then, the next day came. He was supposed to send the money. He didn't send the money. So he was like, oh, man, I took this spiritual bath, and I was just out of there. I didn't open my mouth. I said, okay, right? So then the second day he came, he was like, man, I keep taking these spiritual baths back to back, man, and they keep knocking me out. And I didn't say nothing. And then this joker called my phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And before I read him to the deities and back, I woke up and I said, bruh, why are you calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning? And he goes to say, well, you know, I'm just checking on you. You know, I'm not too long ago getting up. These spiritual baths been putting me out. And I actually had to tell him, I was like, but let me tell you something. First of all, I really didn't give you the true instructions on how to take a spiritual bath. So you weren't taking spiritual baths. I said, it's all in your mind. So if you was really going to sleep and you felt something was lifting off you, that means that you was tired and you was dirty. Because if you got in a hot bath, you know, that hot water make you, you know, get tired or whatever. So that means you was tired and you was dirty. That ain't got nothing to do with nothing. So if you feel a whole lot better, then that just, it's in your head. That's all you needed to do, make it seem like you was doing something. But I said that to say that when you put certain things out there, but see, he seen that I posted that I had took a spiritual bath and I laid down for like 2 hours. I couldn't move. So you feel like, okay, when you take a spiritual bath, you're not going to be able to move. Generally, you can because it actually energizes you. But if you got some heavy shit, you know, you ain't took one like you're supposed to, then, you know, you're gonna be kind of light on your feet. And so you took that and just made it seem like, oh, you know, you was going to sleep. That's really not what spiritual baths do to you, but whatever. And so I took that as when you speak about spirituality, you got people that's eyeing you, trying to get close to you, get under you, or whatever the case may be, and they're going
to
come at you in any way possible. You got to be on your shit to be able to recognize fraud.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, I think it's an intuition that kicks in.
Hold up.
But I'm going to just tell you,
first
I don't know
all,
how to do a spiritual
at the end
bath.
Of the day, let's talk about, there's a lot of people that have jobs, right? We're just going to break it down
right.
Like that. There's a lot of people that have jobs. They fuck around. They work the job for 20 years, okay? They fuck around at this job for 20 years. They do the same shit over and over and over again, right? But they don't know the reasons why they do the same shit over and over and over again until you actually run across somebody that knows why you're doing the shit. You see what I'm saying? So let's say you got somebody that's in the Bible. They read the Bible. They really don't read the Bible. They go to church. They don't know nothing about the Bible itself. They let other people, I ain't done talking. They let other people tell them, or they let other people read to them. When you talk about the spiritual shit, just because you know something that he don't know, don't get me wrong, obviously the motherfucker's a fraud to a certain extent as far as trying to get conversation with you. But that don't mean this motherfucker is supposed to know everything you know. Because just because you started on one step, right? Some people be talking about, when you know how kids start off learning how to walk first, but they really don't. Certain kids, they start off learning how to run first. The motherfucking children just be like, fuck it, whee! Until they actually learn how to slow down. You see what I'm saying? So when you say he's supposed to know about a spiritual bath, one thing, if you put bleach and salt in a fucking bath water, technically, you will get tired.
Right.
Bleach and fucking salt? Salt in your water alone is dangerous.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Salt
in your water alone is dangerous to it could dehydrate the motherfucking ass. So yeah, the motherfucker might have been telling the truth about that fuckery.
But when you're coming along the lines, like, here's the thing. Here's why he should have known this, because when you tell me that you've been, you know, practicing, you've been learning about your spirituality for years, you have to know how to protect. That's a part of learning about it. It's not a beginning phase. If he would have said he was at the beginning, then I would have understood that. This wasn't a beginning phase. This was something that you're in. Taking spiritual baths is a part of that period. It's a part of what you're doing. You got to know how to cleanse your space, cleanse your body, cleanse your house. You got
to
know these things. So, therefore,
people,
that's how I knew you were absolute
years,
fraud.
And they don't even know the damn
then,
diet. You know what I'm saying? How many people actually go to church but don't even know the fucking diet that you're supposed to have? If you don't know, you don't know. If you don't read,
you
don't
know. Yeah,
you
don't know. But that means that you're not on the page that you're supposed to be on trying to deal with me. You're just telling me what you're trying to tell me. Furthermore, he did drugs, a lot of drugs, really heavy drugs. That point right there, that let me know, okay, yeah, you probably not where you said you're supposed to be at, as much as you do drugs. Do a lot of drugs, like a lot of cocaine.
Well, some people do
psychedelics. So he said, I think the nigga was the crackhead, actually. Ask me. But,
you
know, I was like, dude, you do.
That opens up spirituality as well, to a certain extent. But go ahead. Psychedelic drugs, like shrooms and, you know, LSD, shit like that. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, he did a lot of cocaine and stuff like that. I'm like, you're not even cleansing your body right. You're not doing these things. So my point is that whatever he knew, you know what I'm saying, or whatever he didn't know, it was more of a fraud type to get close to you. So
we got you. All right. Yeah.
You know, you got to be mindful of who you bring around you. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is.
Well, I think it's just a certain vibe. You know what I'm saying? If you're talking on a spiritual level, it's like you start to just feel some, like, it's like your heart gets into it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, your intuition just taps in there. You're like, damn, like, you know, this is certain things that I've been, like, questioning or, you know, wondering about. And then you see somebody else, like-minded person, talk about certain things like this that's really a lot of times is out of the scope of just, you know, your normal religion. That's when you can kind of connect. And then you can kind of just start to fill each other out, you know what I'm saying, through conversations and stuff like that, you know.
Y'all need to stop putting labels on shit, first of all. You stop putting labels on it, because, like, you motherfuckers spiritual this and spiritual that, but then everybody has a whole different outlook. One person might be talking about African ancestors. Somebody else might be talking about Aztec as far as Egypt, which is technically fucking Africa. But by y'all just putting spiritual on the shit, y'all trying to clump everything into one damn atmosphere, and it ain't working.
Well, when I say spirituality,
what is the goddamn definition? See, that's the problem. Everybody wants to use these words, but not using the goddamn definition. That's all I'm saying.
Stop trying to clump this shit
in one damn atmosphere.
Well, I mean,
everybody has a whole different outlook on what the word means.
Yeah, but what I'm just trying to say is just your connection with a higher source. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so, you know, some people just say religion. Yeah, like a higher source, something that's higher than you. You know what I'm saying? You know that there's something out there. You know what I'm saying? Something a little higher than
yourself. So what you're saying is that spirituality includes everything as far as Buddha, as far as Jesus, just making sure. Now, what's your definition, Black?
It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? When I was speaking to him, you know, I told him that I practice IFA. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it doesn't matter whether Buddhism, you know what I'm saying, whatever. Spirituality is spirituality. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all has the fundamentals of protection, self-cleansing, and then some of it branches off to other things, but that's the foundation of them all.
All right, now foundations, when you say that, ain't no damn spiritual baths in some of them damn spiritual cleanings. So, like, hey.
Yeah, it is.
Real quick,
not for everybody. Now, when you talk about, like, Buddha and shit like that, yeah, they have a spiritual cleaning as far as oil is concerned. You see what I'm saying? But there is no special way to clean yourself in other different religions if you're using it on that standpoint of spirituality.
I came with my own spiritual cleansing. You know, I just stumbled upon it because it just feels right to me. You know what I'm saying? So, just, you know, anytime I take a shower, I always burn an incense. I always had a light off, and I always light a candle. You know what I'm saying? And the steam and all that, it just, man, like that's the, especially at night, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you can't, you know, lighting isn't in there, and you just really, you know, the incense, the candle, and then the steam of the shower, man. Talk about a cleansing, like that's just a steam room right in your place. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we just need to be careful with the words we use. Because it's just like sometimes people might have a whole different outlook on the words and shit.
Yeah, no, I got you. But, you know, that's just, you know, like, so I think.
Because you're talking about burning incense and shit like that. And I.
Yeah, I just said, you know, just me. You know, I'm not saying this is just how it is. This is just what cleanses me. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, not only do I feel like I'm getting cleaned, you know, just my body, I feel like my spirit to a certain extent, like I'm calm. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really thinking about nothing.
Will you burn incense?
What I'm saying.
So basically, the incense is what helping you get rid of the negative energy. Is that what you're saying?
It's not even so far negative energy. I mean, it could be, but what I'm saying is it's like a meditation for me. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is when I take a shower, I burn my incense, I light a candle, and I have the lights off. You know what I'm saying? And so what I'm saying with the steam and the water, all that, it's like a combination of all the things I just mentioned. And it just, you know, I'm cleansing my body, and then, like, at the same time, like, my mind is just at ease, and I'm just cleansed. You know what I'm saying? So that's...
It's a mental relaxation thing for you. And I get everybody has their thing that they do. Their thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's your thing. For me, you know, my thing is basically when I'm cleaning up, you know, I listen to my mantras. you know what I'm saying, when I'm cleaning up, and I'll have sage burning as I'm cleaning,
oh,
and then I'll say,
man,
you know, my thing, like, as I clean this space, you know, remove any obstacles in my way or so on and so forth, you know, while I'm cleaning. I love to listen to, you know, drums. Like tonight is a
nice
full moon. So, you
yes
know, speaking on things like that, there's going to be a lot of work that's being done tonight, you know, because it's the full moon. Anything after tonight, after the full moon, then it's a waning moon, and then you're basically, that's when you do work to remove things from your life. So on the full moon, you want to bring stuff in, you know, and then after, when it's a waning moon, you want to move stuff away. But, you know, for me, my practice is like tonight when I get off, I'm going to go sit on my balcony and do a few things, you know what I'm saying? And that calms me, and I listen to my drums, my African drums, which intensifies me and so on and so forth. Also, just regular music. You want to get into things that you know, activate your left brain and your right brain. You know, me, you know, I use my right brain, you know what I'm saying, a lot. Mm-hmm. Because I listen to music and so on and so forth so much,
yes,
that I activate it until I get tired of listening to music, and then I have to go and activate my left brain.
How do you activate your left brain? What do you do?
I actually use my right more than anything. That goes, you know, into what you're doing. So everybody has their thing that they do. Also, you know, rituals. You know what I'm saying? And so when you say the word rituals, like as Smooth is saying, you know, everything has different meanings. Some people have rituals where they get up in the morning, they brush their teeth and wash their face, and then they go have a cup of coffee. That's your ritual. That starts your
man,
day.
Look,
you know what I'm saying? That's how you
your left
do
brain,
you
just
do
a puzzle, man. All right.
Huh?
If you want to activate your left brain, just do a damn puzzle. Okay.
I hate puzzles.
But I'm just saying, I'm talking about him because he asked.
He had to ask the question.
Can you activate the left brain, but you ain't answered the question? So if you want to activate
your
left brain,
I didn't hear him. I apologize. Yes, you can activate right brain.
You ignore that motherfucker.
What do you do to activate your left?
You ignore that motherfucker. I don't give a fuck what you about to say. You ignore that motherfucker. Then you kept talking.
I just kept going. I'm sorry. So for the left brain, meditation.
Well,
meditation.
What do you have to say?
That's one of the things.
Smooth.
You can look up different things.
Smooth, you know what? Hold up.
The left brain is more analytical. So if you're an artist, you use the right brain, but the left brain is more analytical. So you would puzzle. I don't know about meditation, but you would do some shit that'll make you think more. It's like a troubleshoot. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So troubleshooting will activate your left brain. So doing a puzzle, doing, like, you know, Sudoku or some bullshit like that. Sudoku. But I don't know about fucking meditating for the left brain. But the right brain, you know what I'm saying? You wanna fuck around and write something, write a poem.
Yeah.
Paint.
I don't want to lose my train of thought, and I don't want you to lose yours, Simone. But you kind of strike me, and tell me if I'm wrong, but you strike me as more of a left brain thinker. Would you say that's the case? No? Okay.
I'm both because I'm an artist as well. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I write and I read.
If
you know
you're an artist,
and
you
I
use
do
your right side more.
No. See, some people are left brain dominant. Some people are right brain dominant. The difference between me and other people, like, I'm more of a narcissist.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So I overthink shit to where I want to be the best at everything I do.
Mm. Now,
so
I think that's the left brain.
You know what I'm saying? So I put myself in a situation where I actually exercise both sides of my brain.
I definitely think I'm more of a right brain thinker. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be trying to activate my left side.
But you know what? You can do, Mo. Mm-hmm. You can actually go online and do a test. It just asks you some questions, and they just do a test, and you know, just see, you know, find out which one
said, these
are you.
Are great, man, because I learned stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I just from just our little conversation here, I know I'm definitely more right brain than left brain. And then I notice, like, I'll have a lot of just different debates or think things differently. People that's more analytical, more like, you know, left brain thinkers. You know what I'm saying? Like. And it's
I'm going to say that you're right, too, because right-brainers, they're artistic and they're creative. And just because you like to do the just because you like to do the interior decorating and all that stuff, that would make me say more of a right-brainer. But, okay, so the other thing, the other piece to this is astrology. You have a lot of people that say, and it just, like, it doesn't kill me, but it shocks me that you have so many people that say, I don't believe in that astrology crap. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
No, man.
Like, so why do you think the moon and the planets there, like, that's just there?
Well, I gotta
break
it down.
Me?
I gotta break it down again, and I have said this probably a couple of occasions since we've been doing the show. So, you know, and I'm like I said, I'm just scratching the surface of astrology myself, and that's why I was so excited to kind of continue this topic and do the show tonight, because I want to learn some more stuff. But what really got me about astrology was just the seasons, man. I mean, like, I come from, you know, I was born and raised in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. You know what I'm saying? A little mix at East Cleveland, too. Then I moved to New York. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, that's where I've been residing for the past 20 years. You know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, New York, right? And both New York and Cleveland have similar weather patterns. You know what I'm saying? It's, you get the seasons. You know, you get summer. Wait, hold on. How should I start it? I guess I should start fall, winter, spring, summer. You know what I'm saying? So with that, you know, being a person that has come from, like, seasons, you know, that's what really made me, like, kind of, like, understand astrology more because, you know, if you think about it, like, if you're in Cleveland or if you're in New York, you know what I'm saying, typically that you're going to get the same weather pattern every year. You know what I'm saying? So every year around December, you know, Christmas time is going to be kind of snowy a little bit, cold, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? July is going to be hot, you know, August still going to be hot. September, you're going to get that transition. October, you're going to get that fall weather setting you up for winter. And it never fails, you know what I'm saying, in places on the earth where you have the four seasons. And that's the same thing when it comes to astrology, you know what I'm saying, because if you're born in a certain season, you're going to have similar traits to those people that's born in that same season with you. And, like, the more and more I kind of – I think it just goes over some people's heads, you know what I'm saying, to the point they just like – because some people like to live inside the box. That's why I said religion is always going to be popular, because some people don't like to think outside the box. They're like, you know what, that's a little too much for me. Let me just stay in this lane. You know, I'm more of a broader thinker, and when you kind of, like, broaden your horizon, you'll start to see that, yeah, man, this makes sense. And then if you start to study nature and all that, you're like, yo, this definitely makes sense. So I just wanted to add that before we, you know, get in more depth. But that was definitely what opened my eyes up to it. Hello?
I'm here.
I'm moving around.
All right. Yeah,
I'm moving around a little bit. But okay, so here's the thing, right? So many people will say, you know, I'm not into astrology, and that's, like, the weirdest thing ever, because astrology.
Okay.
Why do I have peas in my trash?
Got caught slipping.
I have
so astrology. Bam. Yeah. So astrology sets you up.
Astrology, when you think about the moon and the planets and so on and so forth, anything that's for you to learn, they're not going to push it to you for you to learn it, right? Anything that's for you to learn, anything that's for you to grow, it's not going to be, like, right there for you to really look into it. Listen, to know your true sign and your true sign meaning, you need to have your birth certificate so that you can know your exact location of birth.
I got that.
And the time
right
of birth. Because the time of birth is what's going to tell you the exact, and I mean the exact locations of the planets. Your sun, moon, and rising. So, and Venus sign. So it's going to tell you where all of those things was positioned on that day at that particular time. So for me, I'm a triple Aquarius. Right, my sun, moon, and rising. was all Aquarius. So
wow.
I'm the epitome of Aquarius.
Wow, interesting. Now, how did you find that out? That all three of them. I know you said, you know, you got to know, you know, the place you were born, the city or place you were born, and then the time. So how would you, you know, once you got that information, how was you able to find out that, you know, you said the triple threat of being an Aquarius? How did you find that? How did you decipher
that?
That's
a part of your birth chart. So that, okay. that information is going to be provided to you once you input it for your birth chart. But you have to be very okay. accurate when trying to get this information for your birth chart. That's very
okay.
important to know when you are studying astrology, because you have to figure out what is it that you're going to look at. What sign are you going to look at? You know, by right, your birthday can tell you that you are a Scorpio, but your sun, moon, and rising, to say two of your other planets, was in Cancer. So this, you're going to act more of a Cancer than you will a Scorpio. You see what I'm saying? It's going to be it's based on where everything lies. So you have to look at all three. Just say if all three of them was in a different in a different month. Then that means
okay.
that you mix with some of everything. You got some
okay.
of everything going on.
Yeah,
it's very
okay.
important to know that, though, right? And then start looking at your tarot readings. You know, you can go on YouTube and put in your sign and then the month and the year, and then just look at your tarot readings, and they will actually
now,
just start
okay.
getting you.
Now, let me ask you this question. Once again, don't lose your train of thought, because that's the part that I'm going to lie. And I'm an open-minded thinker, you know what I'm saying, and all that. Like, but the tarot part, that's where I kind of like, I ease up, I back up. I'm like, I don't know what's happening to that.
Tarot
not,
is
not
astrology.
Okay, that, yeah,
that tarot and astrology
forward.
Go together.
I don't understand that aspect of it.
Let's not forget, okay, that there's many different facets to astrology, just like there's many different facets to religion and spirituality.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So depending on where you come from, or depending on where you at. Like, there's the astrology when they start talking about the cancers and all the other bullshit. But let's not forget about the fucking boars, the snakes, the dragons, et cetera, when you talk about Chinese and shit like that. And the Mayan
right.
or whatnot. So how can
yeah,
I put
it? It's all your perception.
One person,
yeah, where you...
Right. One person might have a definition, but that definition don't coincide with what you know.
Yeah. I can get that. I get that.
Well,
I
know when I do my tarot readings, I'm very, very into tarot readings. Listen, the only thing that you cannot determine is when you're going to die. But the events that happen in your life, they're like, you know, there's nobody that knows, you know, how or what's going to happen next. Listen, start looking at your tarot readings. And the energy is fluid. So you might get something, you might hear something in your tarot reading, and you might know, like, okay, you know what, that's where I'm going with that, so let me change my direction so that don't happen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
the energy is
so
very
question.
Fluid. And generally,
so
by the
question.
Time you look at your tarot reading, that's when you're supposed to look at your tarot reading, so that either has happened or is just about to happen. But mine's are very accurate and on point.
Okay, but now would you saying that? How does the tarot, like, to somebody, like I said, I'm on the outside looking at it. I have no clue how tarot readings work or nothing like that. How does that even work? And, like, you know, because I see cards and different things, and you're pulling a card. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
well,
so what does that entail?
When
like,
you are, it's so much to tarot that, you know, you're not going to grasp it offhand, off top. But really,
okay.
you know what I'm saying, it's just the cards and knowing what the cards mean, knowing the meanings of the cards. You know, you got good cards and you got, you know, bad cards. And
bad
and,
cards.
And
okay.
basically they can read these cards and most of the time the tarot reader, you know, she's connecting with, you know, a higher energy or he is connecting with a higher energy that's allowing them to put a story together for, you know, for you for that week or for that month. You know, for they normally do it like 2 weeks. So they're putting together a story for you for a week or for 2 weeks. This is what's happening. And it'll blow your mind because you're sitting back like, hell no, how she know I feel like that? And then you really start to realize that all of the things that you were taught, like, oh, there's no way to predict the future and there's no way to do all of these, they put all of those things in your head so that you wouldn't learn about the terror and you wouldn't learn how to step into your own power, so that you wouldn't learn that, you know what, you are actually more in control than what you think. Because in the Bible, they tell you all depend on God and, you know, Jesus. God is within you. So you are in more control than you actually think. And when you start to realize that, then you will start to grow and become more powerful than you've ever been. Just like I listen to mantras. You know, a prayer is just that. It's a mantra that you're speaking out loud. You know, you're speaking out into the universe to whom you believe in. You know, you believe in Jesus or whatever. You're giving a mantra to him. So keep in mind that all of these things were copied from, you know, from Africa. All of the things that they were doing, you know, they took them and put them in the Bible, and then they put certain things that was going to empower you and told you that they were negative and they were evil. So therefore, we don't do those things and we don't step into those things. But the one thing that I could tell anybody that's paying attention is listening, you get what you put out. I can't express this enough. You got a lot of people that's going to see people and getting work done and trying to send negative energy somebody else's way, right? And let me tell you something. I know some people, I know some witches that all they do is evil magic. They do dark magic. You know what I'm saying? That's all they do. And they have such a dark personality, a dark spirit. They always upset. They always going through it. They always. You know what I'm saying? You get what you put out. If you always sending out negative energy and dark energy, that's the cloud that's going to be over you. If something happens to you, you have to allow the universe and your ancestors to give you the energy to move past it and deal with whatever situation that is being brought to you. So always understand that for the people that want to go and see these people, this man, he want to leave you, and you don't want him to leave you, so you want him, you want to go see somebody so they can break up and all of this extra stuff, that comes back to you fourfold. And you're going to forever be miserable even if he do deal with you, and you're never going to get him at his full potential because of how and what you're doing. But you can actually go see somebody, you know, for this girl over here, and she protected, and she know that somebody's sending something to her, and she can put that protection up, and it's going to come back automatically. You know what I'm saying? So you got to understand, like, I can't stress that enough. You can't get into this and say, you know, everybody get mad. And when you get mad, people get spiteful and vindictive, and you want to do something to somebody, and this is not how your life's supposed to go, so you mad. When you take matters in your own hand, it's going to come back on you, and then it's not going to work out how you planned on it to work out because you're putting negative energy out. If something happens, if somebody's removed from your life, that's because they were supposed to be removed from your life at that time. If they're supposed to be in your life, they're going to come back to you on their own if it's supposed to happen. But whenever you try to put power and magic behind somebody, making somebody do something against their will, it always comes back and it always backfires on you. And that's anybody. You don't like this girl or you don't like this boy, and you put energy on them, that energy comes back to you. So no matter what you're doing, if you're reading tarot, if you are spiritually in tune, if you're doing your own work, if you're going to see somebody, always understand you get what you put out. And I can't stress that enough to people, even though people aren't going to listen and they still feel like, oh, well, I can go see this person. Oh, yeah, it's coming back. It's coming back.
That's interesting. I mean, the you know, I just always found that, you know, and like I said, I'm just, this is just a conversation, no judgment or nothing like that. But I always just the tarot cards always just seem open to chance. But I guess that's the energy that's just there, you know what I'm saying? So I guess if you, like, in tune with the person that's doing that reading and whatever, because it just seems like also, too, you got to kind of maybe trust that person, because that person has your, you know, hopefully they have good intentions with whatever they're telling you, because they could really swindle you.
Well, that's why
you know
I just told you, instead of going to somebody, it's so easy. Instead of going to somebody and trying to go through all of that in your head and trust somebody, you can go on to YouTube and get absolutely free readings. You know what I'm saying? Just say if you're a Scorpio and you don't know your birth chart. So some things, if you're a Scorpio and you don't know your birth chart, like you don't know the time that you were born, And then you go and listen to, like, two or three Scorpio readings and, like, not much is resonating with you. Like, maybe, you know, one thing out of the whole story may resonate. Maybe nothing is resonating. Then you need to actually pull your birth chart to see what reading you need to be listening to, because maybe you're more of a Cancer than a Scorpio, as I said before. So, you know, for me, like I said, I'm a triple Aquarius. So when I read an Aquarius reading, just about everything will resonate to me if that reading is for me. You know, sometimes I can get a reading and I'd be like, okay, this reading isn't really for me. But just about every reading that I come across, it's going to be something in there for me to understand, to be able to know and, you know, grasp. So, you know, you got to just know.
That's interesting. Yo, Smooth, man, what's your sign, man? Are you a Pisces for real? Or are you just saying that?
No, I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
Man, fuck. That's
he's a Pisces
much
in every sense of the word, and kind of seems like he may have some Aries in him as well.
I don't look. I just know I'm a Pisces. I don't know the shit.
You don't get
I know Aries.
Deep into
it. Yeah, sorry. Aries are bosses and CEOs and so on and so forth. He's definitely Pisces, but it seems like he may have some Aries in his chart as well. So, you know, knowing your time of birth, knowing the exact time of your birth is very important to do your birth chart so that you can actually study astrology based upon you. Astrology is, you know, it talks about the moon settings, and you basically work off of the moons and when the planets are, you know, in retrograde and so on and so forth.
Yeah,
and that just means
right now.
Yeah, we're in retrograde, and the planets are, well, we're in shadow, we're shadowing or going into retrograde or just got in retrograde.
Right now,
but, you know, we're going to be this way until, I think, December
until
7th.
October 31st.
So it's a lot of bad habits that people are going to start kicking. We are also coming into a time where anything that you've been putting out is going to start coming back to you. It's the karmic cycle that's about to happen. Between now and going forward for like the next 7 years. So everything that you've been putting out, if you've been putting out negative energy, if you've been, you know, deceitful and, you know, trying to, you know, get over on people and all of that, your next trial is about to be real shaky, you know. If you have been a person, you know, that has been putting positivity out and has been trying to help people, you know, no matter what has been coming your way and X, Y, and Z, then you're going to start seeing all of that come back to you. And that's going to start here at the end of this year. People are going to start paying their karmic dues. You have some people that says karma is a next lifetime. I absolutely 100% don't believe that, because back when I was the wild child of myself, like, I used to do stuff, and I guarantee you just about everything that I've done to somebody has come back to me in this lifetime. So, and I'm like, what do they get karma as the next lifetime? Because I know I done did stuff and it done came right back to me. You know, like, okay, prime example. You know, I used to, me and my first baby daddy, we used to have it out. You know, I dealt with him for 7 years. And before I knew how to control my anger, he had pissed me off. And I'd go over there and flatten his tires and spray paint his house and all this good stuff. And so one time it was his time to go shopping for our son. And he didn't go shopping because you was out of town with somebody. And I went over there and spray painted his house. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did. That's what I did. And so I spray painted his house. And he actually made me go buy the paint over for him to, you know, paint it back over. It was really his garage door and, like, a piece of the house or whatever, whatnot. And the driveway is really what got spray painted. But about a year or two later, I wouldn't even say it was a year or two. I just know later on down the line when I got into real estate and I had got me a rental property, somebody spray painted my rental property. So
it came back, right? Full circle.
It came back. And it's several different things that has happened that has come back. And so what I say is that what I say, which is most important, that you get what you give. Like, it's so important to understand that. And so a lot of people think, oh, okay, well, I have ways to do this and I'm going to do that. When somebody is protected and they can feel energy coming, you got some people that'll jump up and send that shit right back. And if you are not, like, protected as much, even if you are protected is what I'm trying to say. So just say, Mo, you mad at Smooth. You know, Smooth took your girl. You know what I'm saying? And you, yourself, you know how to practice a little something. So you go send something to Smooth, but Smooth is protected, and he actually picks up on the energy that something is being sent to him. So Smooth can say, hey, one, I'm going to send this shit right back. Now, you can go do your protection, but guess what? Karma is still going to allow it to come through, even if you protect it because you projected it out. You know what I'm saying? Or you can go and see somebody that actually is protected and has a stronger feel on them than you know how to do. So basically, because you wouldn't have seen that person, it's still going to project the energy back to you because all along it still came from you. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to understand the magnitude of what you're doing. Or Smooth can say, I know that this person is sending me negative energy. I'm not going to send it back. Ancestors, universe, handle that for me. And that's going to come back 10 times harder than if he was to send that shit back to you. You know what I'm saying? So your life becomes in disarray and so on and so forth, because one thing about it is when you go and you start doing wrong to good people or trying to bring havoc to good people, you definitely get it back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I can see that. Right. You know, because at the end of the day, we're all spirits. You know what I'm saying? Like our skin. You know what I'm saying? That skin, we get so caught up in the skin and the bones that we walk around in. But if you could just, you know what I'm saying? If you could just get out of your head for a second and just be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Because,
and then you got to think too. We are all reincarnations. So we've all been here before on a past life. You know what I'm saying? And
you know what?
Basically, when you pass and your spirit goes back, through the portal, when you come back, you still have to deal with things from a past life. Or just to say, if you have kids, that shit can be passed down to your kids. So I learned a long time ago not to be mean, not to be dirty. I get somebody from out of my space fast. If you are not aligning with what you need to be aligning with while you're in my space, I will remove you from my space fast. I won't look back. I won't think twice about it. Listen, it's just not going to work. You know what I'm saying? You don't belong in my space. So that is something that I will do, but as far as doing people wrong, I don't do people wrong. I don't steal. I don't cheat. I'm not really that extra type of person, because I understand how the universe works. You know what I'm saying? And the spiritual aspect of it. And so for me saying that I would prefer to date someone spiritual, it's not just anyone that's spiritual. It's somebody that understands this on a whole larger level. Like, I got a friend.
Yeah.
And he looked at my page and he's like, look, all I want to see you post is positivity. You know what I'm saying? You want to post jokes, but things that you cannot change, things that brings high alert, brings harm, brings, anxiety, stay away from that. And so I changed up the way that I post on social media, because he was absolutely right. If you want to speak life and you want to be positive, then you have to be around positive people, and you have to, you have to post and you have to share positive things via social media, via your phone conversations, and via the people that you're talking to. So I changed up a lot of things about how I move, because I know I need to step in that light. We all go through things. No matter what you have, no matter what you've done, we go through things. I have my share of things that I go through too. It's not that you're going to get to a certain status and you're not going to go through nothing. The fame comes well before the millions. Understand that. You don't get millions and then get the fame. Most people, they are famous before they even get millions. Look at Mariah Lynn. I seen her do an interview with B-Love, and she was saying her song went gold, and she didn't receive a dime. Look at TLC. You know what I'm saying? TLC was selling, plenty of records, and they was really broke. You know what I'm saying? Look at Bone Thugs and Harmony. They was just starting to break through when they broke up. So before the fame, for the money, they're saved. So you can know people and, you know, everybody can know certain people and so on and so forth, but that doesn't mean that they sitting on M's, because I'm not at this point sitting on M's. I will be. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, people think because, you know, you work so hard and because you do all of these things that, you know, you don't have these issues. But guess what? I'm a one-man show when it comes down to my financing, and I'm just starting to build a team because I've been a team of myself for so long. So I go through my own stuff too. But you know what? I stay positive. I believe in myself. I believe in my spirit guides and my ancestors, and I know they won't let me fall. So that's what keeps me positive with whatever it is that I'm going through in life.
Yeah, good thing too. Speaking of reincarnation, so I think that's a kind of a deep thing too. Like the reincarnation thing, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? Until we die, we would never really know, or whatever the case may be. But certain, you know, just in different conversations and stuff like that, I have found that some people do, you know, realize that they've kind of been here before, like a deja vu type of situation. I guess the point I'm trying to make is getting back to what we was talking about earlier with psychedelic drugs and drugs that kind of like open up your higher consciousness in a way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and I think just, you know, and I haven't tried them yet. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. I mean, I have had kind of like what do you call it? Edibles, where it hits you a little different. I didn't have a good high off of that, but you know, marijuana is a big thing that this very popular right now, because it's like we're in a prohibition era of marijuana. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be legalized pretty soon in the next like 5 to 10 years, you know, nationwide. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make
is, you know, the toad.
Yeah, the toad. Oh, wait, hold on. All right. I was about to hit on that. So, you know, like I said, I've been listening to Mike Tyson's podcast a lot. You know what I'm saying? And he's been coming with some deep stuff. And Smooth just said something out of the blue. I'm like, okay. Mike Tyson talks about this toad kind of thing that he took that, like, changed his whole way of looking. You know what I'm saying? He said the high lasted about 15 minutes. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make is he said he saw his life kind of flashed between his eyes, where the point he thought he was going to die, but then he saw visions and stuff like that from like Aztecs and stuff like this. So what I'm thinking is, and I read Steve Jobs' book, and, you know, he was high on like a lot of different psychedelics, and that's when they came up with Apple and a lot of different things. So it just seems like with those psychedelic drugs, or, you know, like shrooms and stuff like that, it taps into something where you could embark on that other life, because it takes you to another dimension while still being alive. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's kind of interesting. I think that's something. There's something to that. You know what I'm saying? So I always have a connection.
You can do that with just breathing, you know.
You think so? Okay. No, I mean,
You don't even have to, when you sit down doing your meditation and X, Y, and Z, you can actually just go to different dimensions. Also, it's different herbs that you can take that's going to enhance your dreams and so on and so forth. So, I mean, it's things that you can do. It's things that you can do right now to get you to that space. Again,
well, I do meditate.
You know, you also want to be mindful.
The herbs that the young man is talking about, and the toad, you know, it's all the same shit. It all has the same chemical DMT in it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
I mean,
but, well, whatever he said, I'm saying, like, you can drink mugwort tea, or you can smoke mugwort, and you can smoke it, or you can drink it as a tea, and it'll actually, you know, it'll have that
same
effect.
Same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. The DMT.
Yeah,
that toad medicine.
Right. Motherfuckers been using shit since the beginning
of time.
Right.
So,
I've never smoked it. I actually have some in my stuff. I don't have it here, but I have some, and I got it, and I was just like, oh, like a lot of, but I go to the Botanica a lot. So all of the things that you may not be able to find on a regular basis, you can find at your local botanical. That was the one thing that I was suffering from in Orlando because there was no botanicals that was close to me. The closest one was like in Tampa, which was like 2 hours away from me. Right now the botanical is like 21 minutes from my house. You know what I'm saying? And then another one is about another, you know, 35 to 38 minutes, you know. So, you know, though it's all about the environment that you're in to be able to have access to the thing that you want to do. But what I say is step into your high power.
I think that's definitely deep.
Be mindful of the people that you date and the people that you have in your space. I just did a YouTube video talking about, you know, the people that you are intermingling spirits with, you know, and that
yes.
means having sex with. You have so many people that's like, forget all of that. Just have sex just to have sex, you know. And
that's
when
me.
You tell
sex
me that,
sport.
When I hear somebody say that, then I know that's the person that I need to stay away from. Because there's so many people
that's
having sex just to have sex, mm-hmm. and then you're getting whatever energy they got, you getting that energy on you. You know what I'm saying? If they around here suffering from anxiety and depression, then guess what's going to happen to you, boo-boo? You know what I'm saying? Because the energy
Shit,
that you are taking on of that individual, you take on everybody's individual that you sleep, everybody's energy that you sleep with. So be mindful of who you sleep with and who you deal with, and start being more precise on what it is that you want so that you can sit back and say, okay, like, I'll go on a drought fast. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, I haven't even spoke about this in a couple of weeks, but, of course, everybody know I was getting married. Guess what? I'm not getting married no more.
What?
I know
oh,
what
man.
I want.
What happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know
God,
exactly
so
what I want.
About it.
And
oh, man, I got all
move already.
Up. I was getting all the congratulations and all that.
Yeah, all of that
hey,
good stuff. But guess what? Even with that situation, he was one individual until he felt that I was all in. You felt like my whole family knew. You know, I was talking about it openly. You felt like you was all in. And then, like a fucking light switch, everything changed. And so then I started
wow.
to see the actual him. And when I started to see the actual him, I wanted no parts of it, right? So you got certain people that can just hold this motherfucking position that they want to hold and be who they want to be for as long as you possibly, as long as they possibly can, until they feel comfortable. The one thing about a man, so see, they say women, when women get married, so they'll do everything that they're supposed to do until they get married, and then guess what? They don't do those things no more because they feel like they got you. Now, men try to take on that same energy, but they are not good at it. You know what I'm saying? They can't wait that long because men can't wait to really let their hair down and be them. Me, myself, I don't want to change nobody. So there was some things that was popping up that I knew. So this is what I asked myself. Is this something that you can deal with? I don't want to sit down and just be trying to change an individual. But I don't want to always keep saying, I don't like that. I don't like that either. I don't like that either.
Yeah.
That's not manly. I don't like that. You know, because then you're changing somebody. So then you have to sit down and be like, dude, can you really deal with this? Or, you know, are you on, can you just, you know, can you suck it up and just deal with it, or can you,
well,
you got to walk away?
You caught that
and it was
you
enough for
by.
Me to say, there's no way in hell that I can deal with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, period, on the long term. I know what I want, and he was definitely not spiritual at all. Now, of course, you have men when you
yeah.
say, when I say I'm not religious, and then they'll be like, well, I don't really go to church either. But deep down inside, you know, when they go to talking about Jesus and X, Y, and Z, you know where their heart lies. You know where they are. So let's start getting precise on what it is that we actually want, and then we will eliminate all of the other stuff. And a lot of times, that's how, when you see people in the limelight, like the Black Chinas and so on and so forth, all we see is them dating different men because they're in the limelight. If they're spotted anywhere, there's somebody that got a camera on them. The difference is that we don't have cameras on us 24/7, so you really can't see our life. But for me, I'm at this point, like, it's like that. You can come around me, and you're going to last anywhere from 1 week to 1 month. And outside of that, if you go past 1 month, then guess what? He probably meant to be there. But for the most part, it's like it doesn't work because I know exactly what I want. And either sometimes I can just see off top that this is all wrong, or sometimes it takes a little while and a person can, you know, play on your intelligence and try to, you know, manipulate you and try to do whatever it is to put you in a position to where you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to need them. It's some really messed up people in this world. You know what I'm saying? So you have to seeing for you. But the one thing that I do know, my absolute solid rider, my ace, my buddy, he's still been supportive, even though he's in Orlando, I'm here, you know, and honestly, I really believe that that's just who I'm going to end up with, like the same dude who I was with in Florida. I believe that that's ultimately who I'm going to end up with. Like I told him, I want you to handle your business. I'm not worried about nothing or who you're dealing with. When we link up, we link up. When I get ready to say, come on, let's go, then that's what it is. I just absolutely think that that's going to be the person that I'm going to end up being with. And that's just, that's the way that I feel right now. There's nobody
life. You'll see the universe open it up for you. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, you just got to.
Right, it's so much happening. And there's nobody at this point that I can say that, oh, I see, you know, other than him. Like, you know, our bond is so solid, even right now. You know, we still stay in contact. You know, make plans to meet up. We still do all of these things that we've been doing. It's just I came here and he's there. But now he's starting to see, like, okay, she really on go mode, like she said, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not worried about him going anywhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he, like, in the same manner, it's like, hey, if somebody come along, I know right now there's nobody in your life that you want to be with, you know what I'm saying? So if somebody come along and change that, you know, we got to understand it on both of our ends.
And a lot of times,
this is the person that's here.
I think when it comes to stuff like that, it's when you least expect it. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's what's the beauty of life. You know what I'm saying? Like everything happens for a reason. And I notice a lot of times too is give and take. And what I mean by it is push and pull. Because the more you want something, the more you chase something and want something, and you know it eludes you. You know what I'm saying? But then when you that one moment when you let your guard down and like, all right, you just let life happen. A lot of times that's where it just like, you know, when you get caught off guard, it's like, damn, all right. Like, I was chasing. It just wasn't meant to be, but.
I'm chasing my bag right now.
I'll take what I want.
My plate is full.
My
plate is full. When I want to see my folks down there, look, we can set up. We can do what we do. My plate is full. Yeah. I'm not chasing anything. I got situations in my life that I need to align and get right.
Yeah,
I'm not chasing.
And come through.
My mind ain't on it right now. It's things that I got to do.
I'm just saying in general. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times if you chase, just in general, not even in relation, just whatever it could be. You know what I'm saying? Smooth, I know what you're saying. You're saying you can just go out and take it. You know, when the opportunity is there, you got to seize it. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is when you put a lot of energy into
opportunity, man.
Okay. Well, look, I digress. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak. Everybody's perception is different. Then, you know what I'm saying? So let me not generalize it.
Nah, I understand what you're saying, but
okay.
I make my own opportunities. There's a difference. Some people, they wait or they hope that shit happens. Nah, I'll get out there. I'll get it done.
That's what's up. Well, that's a hustler's mentality. No doubt. Well, look, so we got about 20 minutes left into the show. You know what I'm saying? So I think this is the perfect segue for the world-famous chop-up. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, you know what I'm saying? So to any new listeners out there, this is the part of the show where I like to chop it up, talk my shit on, like, just different things that happen during the week. You know, just chop it up and, you know, see what the people is feeling out there and give you, you know, my takes or my opinions on certain things. So first thing I'm going to say, I'm going to keep this real short. My Browns suck. I'm a little too emotional when it comes to my football team. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know how with them losing, it just automatically put me in a bad mood. But that's kind of what happened today. You know what I'm saying? My Browns suck. We lost. I'm gonna keep it moving on that. All right. Secondly, I just want to give kudos. Yeah, I just want to give kudos to Candace Owens, man. I'm really feeling her energy right now, man. I'm feeling how she's shaking things up. So, you know, she was the one, I caught her on Twitter. She was on, like, Periscope. She was on, but she's been on social media. And, you know, I retweeted a post on our Twitter page. And it's Candace Owens, you know what I'm saying? She added, you know, Hillary Clinton. So she, you know, tagged Hillary Clinton. And she had, like, a little, I guess, she kind of just went on certain things that she was just thinking about. And it was just like, you know, add Hillary Clinton and this stuff. And how we're in an era of blameless women. And I felt her so much because, you know, she talked about a lot of instances where, you know, I think something big happened with, I think, what's the guy's name, Matt Lauer or something like that. The dude was on, like, the Today Show in New York or whatever, and he got caught up on some shit. And I think he was definitely doing some shit. I just always felt a certain vibe with this guy, and like a hypocritical vibe, you know what I'm saying, where he would come at people like Trump and stuff like that. And, you know, lo and behold, he had his own, I guess, what you call it, skeletons in the closet. So anyway, you know, he got caught up on the whole Me Too stuff. But I think one of the accusers had came out that he supposedly, she said, he made one of the advances. I hope I'm getting it right, but I'm just paraphrasing what she was saying. How the accuser made it, supposedly unwanted advances, and they ended up having sex, and she felt like she almost got raped or something like that. But then she had consensual sex with the guy for, like, years and years and years. And then, you know, finally, I guess when this whole Me Too came up, she, you know, came out and talked about it and said how she was sexually harassed, even though she had consensual sex after that. So it's kind of like, all right, like, how does that even work? You know what I'm saying? So she was just talking about that, and she was talking about some of her old things. Like, she said she was in college, and, you know, one time when she was in college, she had drunk some cheap liquor or something like that and got totally drunk and, like, blacked out. She didn't know what happened. So she was just saying, instead of, you know, accusing the dudes or whoever was trying to take advantage of her sexually, and I'm not saying that that's right, you know what I'm saying, like, that you should prey on, like, a drunk woman and try to just fully take advantage of the woman, you know what I'm saying, if you see her vulnerable. I'm not saying that, but she was just saying, like, the woman should actually show some remorse to what she did, you know, what position did she put herself in to have herself vulnerable, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, we're in an age where every guy's got to almost apologize for being masculine, you know what I'm saying, so... He was just talking about taking ownership to certain things, you know what I'm saying? And how, like for example, she was saying the reason why she wanted to, I guess, you know, make Hillary Clinton aware of how she felt. Because it was like, even when she lost to Trump, instead of looking in the mirror and seeing what she did that could have maybe helped her campaign to win, she just started blaming them, you know, like, oh, it's because I'm a woman, or, oh, because of this, because of that. Like, no, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror, like, okay, what didn't I do? You know, what could I have done better to put myself in a better position to beat him? You know what I'm saying? And she was just saying that I agree. She would have much more respect if she was just like, you know, okay, I lost. Congratulations. You know, let me work on what I need to do to be better, and I'm going to come back in 2020. No, instead, she tried to do the smear campaign and get him in peace and all that other stuff. And I just thought she just, you know, really just really hit some big-time talking points of, you know, what's going on in this whole era that we're in. So I just thought that was good. And then I think she hit on some stuff as far as, like, the, you know, like, just the Democratic Party and where it's at right now, and how, like, you know, they try to be your best friend and act like welfare is the key, where, you know, if you're going to be on welfare, that's going to really, because you got to, what, make a certain amount of money to even qualify on welfare, and then the home's got to be broken, you know what I'm saying? So the father's not in the home, and then it, you know, it just starts a cycle. And then, you know, if you got, you know, broken homes, of course, you know, you're gonna have certain poverty situation, and if that's continuing to just penetrate our communities, how are we ever gonna get better? We just gotta still stay stagnant. And she was talking about how, like, a lot of times that's just modern day slavery in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole thing with slavery was, like, the reason why they kept slaves in slavery for so long is because they kept you from being able to read or write, because they know, you know, any person that's got, you know, that can read and write and, you know, make proper decisions is never going to be a true slave, because he can think for himself. But when you break a person down to the point where they don't know what's really happening to them, then you can easily lead them astray, you know what I'm saying? So, and have them, you know, but just put your will on them and just, you know, have them do what you want. And
you impose your will.
Impose your will. Thank you, Smooth. That's the word I was looking for. So I just thought, man, to me, I think we need her voice, you know what I'm saying, right now, especially because she's a black woman. And she's just speaking up on certain views that I'm just like, yo, this is like clear cut. You know what I'm saying? You seeing how they're just trying to feminize men, you know what I'm saying? And, like, they're trying to take away a lot of masculinity. And I just think, you know, like I said, you're going to always have people that, you know, and if you did rape and all that stuff, I'm not condoning that. You know what I'm saying? You should definitely have to, you know, pay your debt to society and whatever the case may be. But certain women do need to take ownership. Everything is not always the man's fault. There's got to be a situation where, like, sometimes where, like, the women, like, damn, you know, I blame myself for certain. I shouldn't have put myself in that position to be vulnerable. I'm not saying that a predator should be able to just come in and take advantage. But at the same time, you got to learn from that to understand, like, I need to not put myself in certain positions. You know what I'm saying? So that's I just thought that was interesting. And I just thought that, you know, that's not a popular subject to talk about. And for her to have the courage to talk about it, I just think it's a good discussion to open up. So kudos to Candace Owens. I hope she just continues what, you know, what she's doing. And, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on her as we head into 2020. Another thing that I thought was dope, shout out to Lil' Kim. And I ain't even going to lie, especially Smooth, we talked about Lil' Kim maybe a month ago or 2 months ago. He was saying, oh, she had a single. And I kind of just like, I was like, whatever, man. And she had a little show on VH1. Like I said, I was like, whatever, man. She got too much plastic surgery for me. But I got to give her props, man. Like, I was like hesitant. I was like, I don't know if Kim got it in her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she got it because it's been a long time since she had an album and, you know, it was popping. But she dropped her album Thursday. It's called Nine, and it's popping, man. I've been bumping it, man. It's like, it's straight New York. It's mature. It's rough, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's dope, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the first single she had, she dropped it like a couple weeks ago. It's got City Girls, OT Genesis, and it's called Found You. And she performed it at the Hip Hop Awards. You know, I'm not a big awards person, but I do, like I said, watch the Hip Hop Awards. I watched the performance. It was dope to see her back with like Little C's and Junior Mafia. So kudos to her, man. Like, I definitely, you know, recommend it. It's definitely a good listen. It's got 9 tracks. I guess that's why she called it number 9. And even though with all the plastic surgery and everything, album cover's fire. I mean, she looks beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be the cover of Vogue or whatever. And, you know, when you really listen to her, you got to give her props, man. Like, you know, Nicki Minaj, she done fell back in the last, like, few months after she retired. And you really, when Kim come back and you see, you know, her take the mantle back or whatever, you really just see how, like, all these females really got their swag from her. You gotta give her props, you know what I'm saying? She started it. And then the other thing, too, it's good to see her take that queen mantle back, you know what I'm saying? Because Queen B was little, well, I'm saying queen, like, you know, she was, we used to call her the Queen B, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? You know all that talk. And,
what do you mean,
know,
mantle?
Just took
I'm
that.
Curious.
Huh?
Mantle what how? Mantle? What you mean, mantle? She took
what
back? Lil' Kim ain't take shit back. I mean, yeah, she came out with a mixtape or some bullshit, but what do you mean she took what back?
Well,
everybody else hotter than her right now, so what did she take back? Like, yeah, she performed on BET, but what did she take back? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you make a good point. What I'm saying, she got her name back. She took her name back. You know what I'm saying? Like, because like I said, I was like I didn't want to hear nothing about Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying? But she proved to me that, you know, and I know it's only been out a week, and she just had her performance last week, so we got to see if this album has some staying power and all that. It is kind of early. But it just felt good for me hearing her again, and I just see so many people that blew up after her. And really, you know, and to the point now, you know, like, and I'm not taking nothing away from Beyonce or nothing like that, but, you know, people call Beyonce Queen B, and it's like, hold on, Lil' Kim, she started that, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought it was cool, man. So shout out to Lil' Kim.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Charlie Wilson, but I mean, fuck, it's not like the Gap Band is getting back together. Fuck, talking about
facts.
I mean, I'm feeling, you know, like, yeah, all right, we gonna show Charlie Wilson some respect. Just like we're gonna show Lil' Kim some respect. But she ain't out here tearing ACLs like fucking Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying?
So what up? I mean, come on. Look. Megan Thee Stallion is in her prime. But let's see if she got the staying power, though. You know, this is one summer. She had one hot summer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Notice you said staying power. But we're not talking about staying power. You talking about Lil' Kim taking the mantle back. Hell no, because everybody that came out this year, you see what I'm saying, has been hotter than Lil' Kim. Yeah, I remember the song that she came out with a few months ago, but then all of a sudden she gonna wait buku forever to come out with some other shit. Like, man, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Nigga, you got Randy Rouge out here. You got Megan Thee Stallion. You got cash, though? Well, I don't know about cash,
yeah.
though. But you got cash.
Yeah.
We got cash, though. You got,
Write them down.
K Black, or whatever. I forgot the bitch name. Anyway, you got all these other bros out here that's doing their thing. She ain't taking shit back. I'm happy for the moment to be nostalgic of some old ass.
She said she passed the torch to Cardi B.
She said that? Oh, you heard it? She actually said that?
Now, Lil Kim has been doing shit. Lil Kim been on TV for the last few months. She's been on Girl Cool.
She's been doing shit, but she can't
XYZ.
Pass shit. How can she say she passed the torch to Cardi B when fucking Nicki took the torch from fucking Kim? So, like, you can't pass some shit
that
somebody took from you. You know what I'm saying? You can't pass shit that somebody took from you. Nigga, that's date rape right there. Like, what the fuck you mean? You gave me some shit. Nigga, now who took that shit from you? You can't give somebody some shit that you don't own no more.
When
you know what I'm saying?
Retiring, you know what I'm saying? That laying open back up.
Right.
Little Kim, she didn't get the point.
Let's say Nicki retired, right? Let's say Nicki retired. Guess what? If Nicki retired, Little Kim still can't give the fucking mantle to the fucking Cardi B because Nicki took it from fucking Lil Kim.
Yeah, but now that Nicki's
well,
retired.
Well, let's not sleep on everybody else. Now, let's not sleep on everybody else because Lil Kim came out with, what, one album that was good? But Lil Kim was never better than Eve. You see what I'm saying? When it came down to the lyrics.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is Lil Kim had the total package, though. Don't get me wrong. Like,
Lil Kim was a dick sucker. Don't get me wrong. I loved her performance. You see what I'm saying? But at the same time, lyrically speaking, she didn't have shit on fucking Eve. She didn't have shit on fucking Shauna. So, like, there is no passing the torch.
Nah, but you know what I'm talking about, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kim was a trendsetter. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she was a trendsetter. She was rapping in some draws. Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the poster.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, look, what's happening, babe? If I would have got that pussy like 20, 30 years ago, woo-woo. I don't know about now because she kind of, you know, fucked up. I had to close my eyes. I still hit the top of GP. But
yeah.
Bitch, I ain't gonna open my eyes. Like,
the fact now that I'm just happy that she even in the discussion again. Because I wasn't even, like I said, you brought her name up.
And what discussion?
Back.
What I missed? What discussion?
I'm saying she is a discussion. I'm talking about her music. That's what I'm trying to say. I ain't talking about her plastic surgery or nothing like that. I'm talking about her new album, and it's hot. Right now, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it right now. And, like, she, you know, like I said, it's got.
How many songs did you hear?
I heard the whole thing. She got a song.
Is that an album or a mixtape?
No, it's an album. It's an official album. So, you know, if you got Tidal or Apple Music or Spotify, you know, definitely.
No, I heard some of the songs already on YouTube. I'm just confused if it was an album or not.
Nah, I'm telling you, it's a legit album. You know what I'm saying? Kudos to her. I think it's a dope album. I really do. So that's that. And then speaking of Lil Kim, right?
Hey, that album ain't got shit on Megan Thee Stallion. Mixtape.
You've been feeling Megan Thee Stallion. You've been like, you've been really, you know what I'm saying? You've been pumping her up these last couple weeks.
Megan's taking me to her kneecaps out.
Yeah, it's not fair. Can't nobody twerk. She can not twerk anybody.
But I'm talking about, like, musically speaking, like, man, look, man. Like, I listen to the Lil Kim shit on fucking YouTube. That ain't got shit on. That Lil Kim shit ain't got shit on Renny Rucci. That Lil Kim shit ain't got shit on fucking Megan Thee Stallion.
Nah, the Kim joint is hotter than
It's okay.
Don't get me wrong. That Megan, what was the song that was hot? The one song that blew her up. Big Ol' Freak.
Some of the cash shit. Which one
was Freak? But Big Ol' I'm talking about Big Ol' Freak. Big Ol' Freak was definitely a hit record. But I'm saying as far as the whole album. I don't know.
The Big Ol' Freak wasn't even on the Fever, though. The Big Ol' Freak was on that Tina Smoke. Like, that motherfucking Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm going to say this.
Megan Thee Stallion, came out with three fucking albums.
Maybe
three albums in 1 year?
Yo, maybe this is a bold statement. Maybe this is a bold statement.
Yeah, bold statement.
And you get back to me next week. I say the Lil Kim 9 album is better than that Fever album that you've been pumping up from Megan Thee Stallion. Yes. Yes, I'm going to say that. Yes. Holla back at me next week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
After you listen to it. Yes.
I listen to the shit on YouTube.
YouTube be off.
Hey, that motherfucker. I'm from the South, though. So I feel that fucking Megan. Boy, Megan was on some damn shit on that Fever.
You loving that Megan.
I know you love that pimp shit, nigga, boy. I ain't talking about the fucking, like, hey, fucking, I was like, them hoes, that camp is hard, man, like, straight up, man, I definitely, 90 seconds,
y'all make sure y'all check me out, the new Miss Lovely Black.com, and Mo Benz, take it away, you got 90 seconds, I've already posted the link.
Yeah, look out for the link on the retweet. Check me out, Mo Benz, on all the different social sites, MOBINNS. I just want to say this, man. I got probably a minute left. Yo, Power. Y'all up on Power this year? Or just fell off on it? Came back.
Man, it's on my DBO. So I'm here for
it. Yo, man, get caught up on it, man. Tasha. Everybody out there, man. But Tasha.
It's on my DBO.
My man Tyreek. You know what I'm saying? Was just like, yo, everybody put them stay out the drug game, man. We got, you know, you're in the best schools, man. Just do that, man. You know, be a square. Kept hustling. And then the point that freaking Natasha was just like, but look, if you're going to do it, I'm going to have to coach you. You know what I'm saying? And ever since that point, I was like, shit. Been off the hook, man. So shout out to Power, man. Shout out to 50. I don't know if they're going to come back again, but, yo.
That's the rap between Power and Stars, man. They already fell out.
Okay, well, I don't know, because, you know, they checking for it.
No, that's all. Know what you mean, you don't
know.
No,
but I'm saying
old.
Stars and 50 Cent
they're not even in negotiations no more. That's just the last season. 50
is the money maker for Stars.
50 is trying,
man,
to,
like,
nah, 50 is trying to shop
got?
A different show to a different network, but nah, Stars and 50 is over.
I mean, even if it do go out, it went out with a bang, man. Shout out to Power, man.
What do you mean? It's the last season.
Well, it's going out with a bang.
They told you last year.
Well, it's going out with a bang, man. So if y'all ain't see it, check it out. This season was dope. So that's it. It's Mo Benz.
See y'all next Sunday. We're going to be talking about We going back to what we do. We going to have some raunchy.
We're going to have some freak shit next week.
Yeah, y'all better give me some topics. How about that there? Since both of y'all come out, yeah, y'all take me with some topics. Good night. Peace.
Fucking spiritual monkeys and shit. The fuck I like.
Peace.
God damn it.
Peace. Everybody be safe.